Support for SyncBook Radio comes from listeners like you. Consider helping to make independent productions like SyncBook Radio possible by becoming a donor. Your generous gift helps to keep these unique voices broadcasting and exploring. Details about how you can help can be found at thesyncbook.com/donate. Thanks.
As he drove, Kevin said, "I'm tired, really tired. Fuck this traffic, who are these people driving on the 55? Where do they come from? Where are they going?" I wondered to myself, where are the three of us going? We had seen the Savior, and I had, after 8 years of madness, been healed. Well, I thought, that's something to accomplish all in one weekend, not to mention escaping intact from the three most whacked out humans on the planet. It is amazing that when someone else spouts the nonsense you yourself believe, you can readily perceive it as nonsense. In the VW Rabbit, as I listened to Linda and Eric rattle on about being three-eyed people from another planet, I had known they were nuts. This made me nuts, too. The realization had frightened me. The realization about them and about myself. I said to Kevin, "Did you get a chance to ask Sophia about your dead cat?" I meant the question sarcastically, but Kevin, to my surprise, turned his head and said seriously, "Yep." "What did she say?" I said. Kevin, inhaling deeply and gripping the steering wheel tight, said, "She said that my dead cat," he paused, raising his voice, "my dead cat was stupid." I had to laugh. David likewise. No one had thought to give Kevin that answer before. The cat saw the car and ran into it. Not the other way around. It had plowed directly into the front wheel of the car like a bowling ball. She said that the universe had very strict rules and that that species of cat, the cat that runs into headfirst into moving cars, isn't around anymore. Well, I said, pragmatically speaking, she's right.
Hello and good morning. I'm William Morgan and you are listening to 42 Minutes, a production of SyncBook Radio and thesyncbook.com. A weekly conversation with the interesting artists and thinkers of our day. You can find us online at 42minutes.com, and you can reach us by sending a message to mail at 42minutes.com. You can also follow our tweets at Sync42 and at SyncBook.
Today we are reconvening in plenary session a meeting of the Ripodon Society because fish cannot carry guns.
That's a true statement. This morning on 42 Minutes, we're going to consider the mysterious ways of the great Punta. And we'll do this with the help of one of the society's founding members.
Deedle, deedle, queep. Hello and good morning. I'm Douglas Bowles, and today we have the distinct pleasure of meeting the writer said to always have another rabbit ready to pull from his hat. K.W. Jeter is an American science fiction and thriller author known for his literary writing style